Okay, here we are.
Episode 432. Talking Grit. We're not on live.
It's not working.
What do you mean it's not working?
It's not working. It's not working.
Our camera person doesn't know how to work the camera.
She doesn't know how to work the camera.
We had this conversation that you should be the best at these.
Yeah, exactly. You should be the worst driver, but it's the best at cameras.
There we go.
In four, three, two.
Talking Grit.
So that's what we do. We record the podcast, but we also record it for YouTube because we realize that people like to consume content different ways.
And they like to see what Cassie and I are wearing.
No. Looking quite hot.
I have really good hair today.
Super amazing. Yes.
Anyways. Welcome to episode 437 of Talking Grit. And what's interesting about this episode is we have name dropped our guest in pretty much every episode, and he did not know that we did, which means you never listened to our podcast.
That's not true. I'm so happy to be here. I'm a big fan of the show.
But you didn't know. We know for a fact that you didn't listen because we did name drop you, and we figured if you did hear it, you would have made some type of comment on social media in regards to the name drop.
Yeah, no, I think I did. I just might have missed that one part. My apologies.
So if you're familiar with the podcast, then you know we are talking to Eric Beach today.
The Eric Beach.
The Eric Beach.
Thank you for recognizing that.
I know. So Eric is...
I don't even know what Eric does, actually.
Well, we're gonna let him tell us, but what's more important...
I don't think anybody knows what you do. They just know the sound of your voice.
And the way he holds his weights. So the most important thing to know about Eric is he is the husband of one of our favorite master instructors, Lee Beach, and father to three of our favorite young, soon-to-be gritties, Rylan, Saxon,
Sawyer.
Who is Katie Asumi's favorite?
Who is Sawyer is Katie Asumi's favorite.
My son.
So without further ado, Eric Beach, tell us who you are, what you do, and why you're here.
Well, first of all, I have watched this podcast. It's episode 432, right? Not 437. That's how big of a fan I am.
I'm so glad you watched
that. I knew that there was only 432, not seven, so that's a little bit of fake news. I am the proud husband of one of your instructors, Lee Beach, and really a second husband to another instructor, Katie Asumi, who is my sister, from another mister, and they introduced me into this crazy world called spin, and mm-hmm. with you actually, and
yeah.
Matt used to teach at a different location, and they got sick of him, and then we all kind of came over to Grit. And what I do is I run campaigns for corporations and also public affairs, and I'm somewhat of a consultant, and I'm also in the athletic industry and youth sports.
So AKA your kid's coach?
Your kid's soccer coach.
My kid's, excuse me.
I'm in sports.
My kid's championship.
Fantasy. Fantasy league.
You guys ever see DraftKings? Yes. Yeah. My handle is eBeach Exceptional. Yes.
My favorite, I know what he just explained, what he does is like pretty elusive, and everyone's going, I still don't understand what he does.
That's true.
So Eric has worked on political campaigns. I think that would be a good,
yes,
specifically presidential.
That is it. Yeah, I ran the pro-Trump PAC called Great America.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I'm a money launderer, because I take money from donors and I put it toward the political campaigns. But I've been in the business for 19 years. I moved out to California right before 9/11, and I started working in the political campaign. The reason why I did move out here was to become a college football coach at UCLA.
I don't know which part is true.
No, it's all true. And while I was out here, I got a job opportunity to work on a gubernatorial campaign race, and we had run that race unsuccessfully, and then the recall happened a year later, where I did meet my wonderful wife Lee Beach on the Arnold Schwarzenegger campaign. So I've been in that field for a very long time, and you know, it's what we call sports for nerds. So it kind of all comes together.
Comes together.
Yeah. Sports for nerds. I like that.
Sports for nerds. Yes. That's what campaigns are.
So I have a list of questions that I kind of prepared, but you brought up Lee and that you met her while you were working on the campaign for Schwarzenegger. And so I know that you still work together. I mean, you
we do.
You basically, I'm sure you have an office somewhere, but you work from home.
I do, yep.
For the most part.
She's the brains and he's the mouth.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. And Lee is a very accomplished public relations consultant. Right. Her late dad was the press secretary for George H.W. Bush, as well as governors Pete Wilson and Majin. So really, she's got that gift. And what many people don't know about her is, one, she was the St. Regis public relations director for a long time, but she was the, as Matt has said, the brains and the PR person behind the entire PAC, which was a major effort because most people probably are aware during the campaign that, you know, there was a lot of ebbs and flows in terms of communication. Mm-hmm. And she really pushed me out there. I, even though I've been in the political business for so many years, I was never the front man. I was always the strategist, not the one that executed on camera. And her dad reluctantly put me out there one time when CNN called, and they go, "You sure you want Eric Beach?" And from there, so she's really good at everything that she does in terms of the PR, and of course she's not, even though she comes in here 3-4 days a week, but her real gift for me is to her writing and her sense of humor. So
well, how is it, you know, working, I was going to say, you're working from home, working with your spouse, you parent really well together, you're going to leave from here and go pick up your kids from school.
But while Lee's sitting at the pool going down the slide, and like Eric's out doing all the parenting and the hard work and the
Chardonnay. So how is that relationship?
Love you, Lee Beach.
What do you guys do to kind of maintain that working professional but still husband and wife parent relationship? It's got to be
well. I can
tough
tell you
sometimes.
All the G-rated stuff that, you know, that keeps everything up, but just because it is a family broadcast. But you know, from our perspective,
I was going to say Lee drinks and smokes weed all the time.
So healthy. This is a health and wellness podcast.
Exactly right. Some of those things are healthy. It actually, what's interesting about that is, I guess about 7 or 8 years ago, I decided to start my own firm, and Lee broke down in tears. You know, you don't have health insurance, you're starting a new career, but it ended up being the best decision of our lives because, one, you have to take chances as an entrepreneur, and mm-hmm. just like you guys do every single day, you know, there's risk involved. And she's been supportive in that regard and just really a partner. So, you know, we don't have this husband-wife relationship to where, you know, she does one thing, I do the other. We try to do everything together, and we really do live for the family and the kids. You know, we've had so many opportunities to move out of the area, to go back east and do it up that way. And we've always said this is really the place that we want to grow old and die in, and we just have a great time being together. And it really helps that...
They can pay enough to move back east.
No. Actually, that's just the opposite. It's kind of like, so almost, you know, the weird thing about it. But, you know, we just make each other laugh so much that it helps everything. And, you know, our little mantra is family first, which seems a little selfish, but we always kind of just bear down and support each other no matter what. Mm-hmm. And interestingly enough, the first text I got, you know, speaking of family and grit, was from this guy right here when her dad died, and just said, "Hey, we're with you, always going to be with you." And it was really the first text, and it was really those are the kind of things that you memorize and you're all about, and I think that's part of the community that we're in and you guys are leading.
Now we're all crying. So we can't talk.
Ozumi's not impressed.
She's not,
fake news.
So we talk about fake news and the political thing and all of that stuff that you were involved in. So how do you handle controversy?
Well, you know, it's never easy. You have to have a positive attitude. The two things people love talking about the most there are, you know, politics, and really sports, interestingly enough, and really we're involved in both industries. I think from our perspective, we try to eliminate the, we're a very competitive couple, but we're not competitive when it comes to ideas or other people's ideas or going on social media and showing off and mm-hmm. saying, oh, I'm with Trump and I did this. Or, and I think what we want to do is make sure that we're inclusive in terms of other people's ideas, but not take it so seriously. And even though it's a very polarizing time, mm-hmm. it doesn't mean that you can't just go in and be positive. And when people are really negative about what's going on in the world, you say, look, okay, if this is what we believe, and that's okay. And, you know, some of our best friends happen to be, you know, diehard, you know, Democrats. but in saying that, just don't take yourself too seriously is how you do it. And, you know, we've been called names, as everybody has, but everybody has those types of situations to where, you know, they're either talked about or bullied in life, and what you got, and that's what you have to have a strong family for. You have to have a strong family to really diffuse all of those mm-hmm. Controversies.
And obviously, I'm going to try to throw the word grit in, but I think grit also plays a part in that as well. So when you have that foundation, you have the work ethic, you have your vision, you have your passion, it all kind of revolves around, you know, grit is one of those adjectives that gets thrown in with that.
Yeah, you guys are not just a fitness community, United Fitness company. You're a, you know, you're a social awareness company. People come in, they talk about their issues. You guys help them. You guys are their friends. You guys are big in the community. I think one of the most wonderful things that you guys do is the Gritty Up mm-hmm. For a variety of reasons. This year was exceptionally special for us because we were able to somehow win the American flag. Katie Frohm picked it up herself and threw it in our car at the end of the night, said, get the hell out of here. But
and give me your money.
And you know, when you're given, when you guys are doing things for the community, you're doing things for cancer, you're doing your karma rides, that is something that people will remember. They'll remember that more than a great ride or a great workout. They'll say, wait a second, this group are pillars in the community, and we wanna go into the fire with them. And you know, people have bad days and they have good days, and they come to a place like Grit to really flourish. And I hope that we do that as a family for people. You know, sometimes we've had people come to us and say, God, how do you guys, you know, maintain where all this controversy, as you mentioned earlier, and we love having those types of conversations because we always root for the underdog.
Speaking of underdogs, I remember, well, I don't remember. I know that there's a very healthy jab and competition, not competition, but little fun that you like to have with Matt all the time.
It's not a competition if I always win.
So tell us about that, Matt.
Which one?
What
amount of pins I've sold compared to the amount of pins Eric Beach has sold?
Yeah, I give mine away. That's the secret.
Or every year on Eric's birthday, how he likes to rub it in your face.
Yeah. I just actually gave away to Steve Curry all my Beach t-shirts. Oh, I thought he needed them more than I did.
So I've seen you on television. Actually, I know you have to go pick up your kids.
No,
so
it's okay. Lee's going to do it.
So oh, good. Well, so we can talk forever then.
Yeah, we might have to tell her how to get there, but kidding, baby. You know, I'm not good.
I've seen you on television, and I'm always, because I also know you outside of television, like in real life, and you're goofy and you're fun and you like to have fun. But I've seen you on television, and you are very composed. Very cool, calm, and collected. So I know Lee's dad might have taught you a lot of things about how, you know, that kind of that media preparation. But where does that kind of cool and composed Eric come from? Because you're pretty much a goofball all the rest of the time.
I wouldn't say cool.
Yeah.
Wrong adjective.
She's just basically saying I'm a cool person. Yeah. Try not to get jealous. You still own the company. Yeah. I'm not going to infringe on that. You know, well, there's two men, you know, that to give a shout out on that. And one is her dad, and the other is my dad. My dad was a DC firefighter. I have 30 cousins, 27 of them are boys. A lot of them are DC firefighters and cops. And I think what we've grew up in is always try to be the best at what you do. If you're taking out the trash, as funny as it sounds, be the best at it. Now, mm-hmm. it can get a little crazy and militant because competitive, right? We don't like to lose different things. And as Katie likes to mock us, says, oh, beaches don't lose, you know, kind of joking around. But we really try to stick that together. But I think that also what happens with situations where if I go into an interview or if I go into a class or go into something, I don't want to lose the day or lose the opportunity. And neither does Lee. And I think that's why I'm able to, because, you know, people want to trigger you. People want to see you fail, unfortunately. That's just happens in life. People mm-hmm. feel better about themselves if they see another person down for whatever reason. It's just human nature. And I think when you go into a situation, if you go, look, I'm going to win this opportunity, if it's a 2-minute opportunity or 2-hour opportunity, go win the opportunity. And that's how we approach each of the interviews that we do, but also just our everyday lives.
I love it. What do you do? I mean, your kids are of the age now where they're, you know, running for school offices. They're going out for sports. You've got 2 boys and an extremely talented daughter. And, I mean, beaches don't win or don't lose. Beaches don't lose. Sorry. Easy there.
Easy. Can we edit that? Rules.
We don't edit anything. You know, that could be a pressure cooker for kids sometimes, too, to have that. You know, when a parent is really strong or 2 parents are really strong and competitive, not every kid grows up like that either.
Yeah, for us, you know, and that's a great question because even though I played sports in college, my brothers did too, I think I made a decision a few years ago not to push my kids into any particular sport or anything else because of my dreams or what I want for them, right? So, but that doesn't mean that they can't go in and try to do what my dad tried to instill in me, which is go be the best in everything that you do, mm-hmm. which means you got to go try everything, you got to go compete at everything, just to be the best for yourself. Because at the end of the day, you're competing against yourself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my son, my oldest son, but my middle child, and who I've, you know, I'm a middle child, so he, you know, I had this close up and down rocky relationship with him. You know, he asked this girl out on a date, which was super cool. And he came up and he said, hey, Dad, I just want you to drop me off and I'm paying for everything and that's it, right? I go, okay, but you know, you gotta be the best that you can be at doing it. So in his mind, that might be some pressure. And I think about that all the time, like, wait a second, you're gonna have pressure on being the best. But I want him to have that kind of mentality. And again, if they follow the family rules mm-hmm. of sticking together, which again, you're gonna have friends come and go throughout your whole life, but as a family, you can stick together. And then two, just kind of really stay positive and try to be the best at everything you do, I think they'll be okay.
I kind of want to grow up in your family now.
No, nobody does. Nobody does.
I heard about your swimming pool.
Yes.
I want the swimming pool.
Katie is not going down it, but she will.
She has a one piece, so she could. It's not like she's going to lose her top or anything.
No. I'll lose my lunch.
She'll lose her lunch.
Well, we have a great video of Nikki Morris.
Going down the slide. Yeah. I think I've seen that.
That should be on the podcast.
Well, Matt always wraps up every podcast with the final question.
This might be a good one.
I know.
If you had a beach billboard on Newport Boulevard, what would it say?
Oh, that's a great question. Great question.
The wheels are turning.
That's it.
He's gonna come up with something good.
I'm not really sure what it would say. Maybe just something simple, you know, hashtag winning or something like that. You know, something fun. Sorry, Katie.
I would have said beach
yeah.
please.
Yeah, beach please. That's actually Lee's line. Yeah. So I can't steal that. I invented Beach Nation. Out of my own. And there was no help in that.
No help in that at all.
Yeah. So maybe Beach Nation would be the way to go.
I don't know. Yeah. After hearing a little bit more of your philosophy on parenting and families, I think there's a book in there.
Well, actually, believe it or not, I am thinking about doing a book. We've talked about it, and we've actually got a couple. We're going back to D.C. to meet with publishers called Political Spectrum. Mm-hmm. My youngest son is in the autistic spectrum and mixing that with politics. And so we actually are writing a book. So maybe that would be the billboard, Political Spectrum, maybe.
I like
something
it.
Of that nature.
I think I like you more. I mean, I already liked you a lot.
Well,
but I think I might like you more now.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Katie
Osuna. Lee Beach, come pick up your husband.
come get your husband. 234 East 17th Street.
She's very upset. Yes.
Thanks for coming on our podcast.
I love it. I watch you guys all the time. It's tremendous, and really appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks, Beach.
All right, thanks, Beach. Thank Bye. I get hugs.
Yeah. Just give me high fives.
High fives.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.